What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in, making it a part of your day. And I want to let you know, we're on night two tonight in the Pacific Northwest. We're in Bremerton, Washington at the River Northwest Church, 1500 NE Riddle Road, Washington. You don't want to miss out. I'm going to be here through Saturday night and Sunday morning. I want to call this episode Jumpstart Your Dreams. Imagine if I put in front of you a box. Everybody has this box. And in the box, but no boxes are the same. It's a gift. It's a box for you. And on the box, it says your dreams. When you open that box, what's in there? For some of you, it'll probably be a few things that you dreamt about that you've accomplished, right? For some of us, it might be, you know, some far-off dreams that we probably, you know, haven't even dreamt about anymore. And for some of us, probably for a lot of people, in that box is just a whole lot of hurt of dreams that haven't come to pass in areas that you're discouraged in. It's important to realize that when it comes to dreams, you have them. Everybody has them. God placed them in your life. But I see people do all kinds of things with dreams. I see people bury them so deep in their heart because they want to protect them from the criticism of others. I see some people set them so far out of sight that they don't think they'll even want to think about them anymore. And some people finally just give up on their dreams because it hurts too much to hold on. If your dream needs a jump start, there's a few things that we need to talk about today. Because I believe chances for most of you that your dreams do need a jump start. It's time to kind of, you know, there's the beautiful tension, right? There's the fine line between ambition and contentment. And if you're going to be truly happy in this world, effective in changing lives, you're going to always live in the balance of these two tensions. Because yes, in one aspect, we have to be very satisfied with God alone. But on the other aspect, we have to constantly be dreaming and trusting God and reaching out and believing for greater in our life. If your dream needs a jump start, the first thing you need to realize is we have to get a crystal clear vision. And the other thing we need to do is we need to keep that vision in front of us at all times. And when I say vision, I don't mean that it's going to suddenly appear. He's just as interested in the process of vision as he is with the end result. We are not a generation that of any age that likes process. You know, when I was a kid, you know, we put that microwave bag in the microwave. It was like 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and I would have a hot steaming bag of some kind of processed buttered popcorn. Today, if my Starbucks order is less than, 2 minutes at the drive-thru, I think that they're falling apart in there. Nothing can happen fast enough. And people are not committed to a process anymore. You have failing universities because nobody wants to cut 10 years of their life out to learn. Nobody has patience anymore for a process. It's important to realize that the process sometimes is as great as the reward, because the reward is in the process. And we have got to keep the end result in our minds. What is it we're believing for? You know, when I started out planning churches, I knew what my desire was. And if you keep that in front of your face, in front of your spirit at all times, you'll always be successful and break through into where God's called you. But we have got to keep that in the forefront. Whatever it is God's calling you to, whatever it is the dream he's put in your heart, we have to constantly put that in the forefront and remember the why behind it. What is it you're after? What is it that you're believing for? In Philippians, the Apostle Paul said something so mind-boggling. And when I think about the day we live in today, it's almost hard hearing anybody say the kind of things Paul said in Philippians, because we live in a day where nothing's fast enough. We can't get instant we just want instant gratification. It doesn't happen. And there are times in life it just doesn't work that way. I mean, for some people, a 15-minute podcast is too long, and that is sad. After the break, I'm going to read you Paul's shocking words and share with you on how this will ignite your life today. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven Today.
Hey everyone, MJ here. Join me on November 11th to see Jason Gray in concert with EHC's very own Sarah Nichols opening the show. Tickets are going quick, so order today to reserve your seat. Only $15 for general admission and $20 for VIP, getting you up close to the action and an exclusive Q&A with Jason before the show. All proceeds will provide families in need with food for their Thanksgiving holiday. For more information and to buy tickets, go to peaceandprovidence.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about really reigniting your dreams again. Jump start your dreams. In Philippians, I love the book of Philippians. It's a book that was really written in the latter part of Paul's life. And, you know, anytime you're around somebody towards the end of their life, you get a lot of wisdom. You know, so the things that he wrote in that book, you know, it's not that he didn't write them in other books, but he definitely had a little more wisdom behind him. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 and 13, Paul said this: "Not that I speak in regard to a need, because I've learned that whatever state I'm in, I'm going to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I've learned to both be full and hungry, both be abound and suffer in need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Paul in Philippians had learned how to be content and satisfied to where he wasn't disturbed by whatever state that he was in. In other words, he never allowed himself to get upset to where he was at the moment. He was always looking forward to where he could be. And that means you today, like Paul, need to find the balance between contentment and ambition. And here's the key. We have got to learn to enjoy where we are on the way to where we are going. People are such in a hurry today. They want to grow up fast. They want to be in ministry overnight. They want to, you know, I remember talking to a realtor last week, and she said, you know, all the HGTV shows, all the home and garden shows have just set this unrealistic expectation when women walk in the door, men walk in the door. It's like they're just overly ambitious about what they want. I'm not talking about being crazy, although I don't think it would hurt some of you. But we have got to live in the balance of being content, but still being ambitious and believing God for great things. And when we have a dream, we got to keep it in front of us. We need to write it down. Have you written your dreams down? And remember that God is able to help us live out the dream. He gave it to us. So it's going to come with step-by-step instructions. We just need to believe for it. And I believe that when dreams, you know, the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. When dreams are no longer important, then your life begins to break down. It sounds so stupid, but, you know, when people retire and they get really older in their life, it's important that they put something to their hands. It's important that they do something because many times it's keeping them alive. We have got to have dreams. We've got to give our, if you give your heart a reason to beat, it will. And all, we don't always feel like it. We don't always wake up full of dreams. We don't always, you know. But hope deferred makes the heart sick. But desire realized, God's dream over you. When you realize that, it becomes a tree of life. And we have got to believe that God has a great plan for our life. We have got to believe that our steps are ordained by Him. No matter where we are, it's time to dream. Open your box. What's inside of it? Is it hurt? Is it pain? Whatever it is, God wants to heal it today. He wants to turn your tragedy to triumph. He wants to turn your mourning into laughter. Because He is a God that restores. And I really believe today that God is resurrecting dreams. I feel it. I see it. God is igniting dreams again. He's restoring that relationship with Him. Today, God, we choose to trust You. Help us live out that dream. Today, God, we call on You. And for every person listening right now, God, I release breakthrough into their lives, that their dreams would be kickstarted, that they would step into a new dimension of Your love and Your power. God, we thank You for resurrected dreams. We thank You for fulfilled promises this morning. In Jesus' name, God, I thank You that we're dreaming with You. Amen. Bless you, friends. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Come on.
Everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for listening to our podcast and making it such a success. As a reminder, please subscribe and review it on iTunes. And for our Android users, download the Podbean app. Let others know how you're being blessed.